I'm a man that thinks evil thoughts. Art still with us, although we have the Holy Spirit of God. Over here, these evil thoughts, the Bible says that creates a heart that deviseth wicked imagination. So out of the heart of men. Out of them are the issues. Understand the heart is the base of man. Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, everything we do or say proceeds by us. Nevertheless, if it comes out, guess where it's coming from? For the abundance of the heart is the base of man's emotions. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, 12, heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Heart is the base of man's desire. What we value, what we treasure, occupied, typically reveals us, reveals. Psalm 10, verse 4, the wicked through pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all their thoughts. Heart is the base of man. Exercise our free will by making good based upon what we think about. That we make free will decisions. That is why it's imperative that every single one of us sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. I'm very mindful of that. Try to think of an evil motive. A person has done Have a look at Matthew chapter 12. Look at verse 12. The Bible mentions here then was brought and he healed him. What a wonderful thing. Good. And all the people were amazed. Said, is not this the son of David? Oh, what an accusation. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. House divided against itself shall not cast out Satan. He divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom? By Beelzebub cast out devils by whom they shall be your judges. They were more concerned about people. Good was evil. Times when the evil mind we can perhaps make statements like they only say that they're only doing this or saying this. Like me, they don't really love me. They're doing this power, prestige, and preeminence. Though that might be the case in some areas, everyone's like this. God burdened his heart and he went. A couple of evil men named Sambalot and Tobiah. I is only doing this because go to Nehemiah chapter 6. We'll have a look at that. Sent unto me the fourth time after the same manner. But each time Sambalot, servant unto me, in the like manner, in the fifth time, and Gashmu saith, that thou and the Jews think to rebel. Thou buildest the wall. Thou mayest be their king according to thee. Of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now it shall be reported to the king. According to these words, come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. So it was a threat. He cried out to the Lord, Lord, strengthen our hands again. God, and another person, Behold, I know your thoughts. Devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. God knows the hearts, amen. But Job got that expression because of the things that they said to him. Hey, you know, you need to repent. Saying to us, well, you know, they pressed him. That suffering in our lives that does not always God will receive the glory. Actions or whatever's taken place in his life. David went through this when he was pursued by Saul. God, this is David crying out. I will praise his word. God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. They, notice this. Pain, to grieve, to afflict. They're putting their words in place, trying to say things on his behalf that were not true. Don't only see here twisted thoughts. I'm not against the truth. Harsh and resentful. It is said that the word strife describes someone who entertains. Strife and envy comes within the heart. Have a look in verse 15. This wisdom earthly means that this wisdom is not from God. Wise man is characterized by bitter life, which is selfish ambition in the heart. Passion in life is to advance his own interest. Proud of his wisdom that has brought success. Act or this envy and strife that is in the heart. Action is like behaving like a devil. Christ followers, we don't want to act like devil. Hear that it's the worst of the worst. Lives that where you find envy here, have a look, verse 16. For where envy and strife is, every evil work. Holy, genuine, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without. Number three, not only twisted, Have a look at 1 John chapter 3. At times, look, doubt plague our minds. At times we can be under the plague of condemnation, perhaps maybe unconfessed sin in our lives. Perhaps it's something that we're struggling. Thoughts come from this wicked thinking. But God is greater. And part of the reason 1 John is written. Do you have the Son? against me. And now it's the victim. God can lead us out of that. Greater than those things. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore no condemnation. The Bible says that we are The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, thoughts and the intents of the heart. Our life, but to help bring healing. Other scriptures, of course. It's imperative that we have the honesty. Preaching of what we hear sometimes. But you can be healthy. And only if you follow these steps. Come from the Bible. I can't. Positive thinking. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Living that book, stemming thoughts in our heart. I shall now perish one day. Nothing better for me than that. All shall despair of me. Paul didn't even believe that. If you go to then Saul said to David, Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things. David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. I don't know whether he was teasing him. Pondered those thoughts. David was running away from the problem. God, I trust. I was a man after God's own heart. But he pondered upon thoughts that now he's saying, I'm out of here. God's enemies, I mean, those that are the enemy of God. After him, but was it going to be done? David slain his 10,000s and they sung about him. David didn't even care. God that can get him out of the problem, but now he's looking at the problem stripped and consumed. Have a look at
The fear of men bringeth snare, but whosoever putteth their trust in the Lord shall be made. I'll just say this to you tonight, serious. The one way, which is a good way, and we're going to learn and ponder upon this and develop it more next time, but the one way that we can actually have our heart kept with all diligence, trust in the Lord. Put those thoughts in the hands of God. Don't ponder upon them. Don't entertain them. Don't mull over them. Just give them to the Lord. Worst thing that can happen to us is act upon what we're thinking, especially when they're not real. That would be terrible. The only way I could know is come to the Lord, cast them down, give them in His care, put my trust in Him, because if I ponder upon them, it can snare, it can grip my heart, it can put me in a snare, it can govern my life, it can dictate all that I do and say it, and lead me to a place that I never want to be. In other words, listen, I can be in an unsafe place. But no one, I tell you this, anyone that puts their trust in God and leaves their life and soul and thoughts and every part of his thinking and doing and activity in the hands of God, I'm telling you now, he will not fail you. We have a God that can be trusted. And though the world may seem against us, and at times we may feel what we heard this morning, lonely, thou art with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, and maybe some of us tonight may not know what that means, but it does not have to mean that I'm literally going to die physically. I can feel, I can have those thoughts in my mind. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff comfort me. The safest place that you can have your life, your thoughts, and everything is in the hand of God. Trust Him. He's worthy. And He's able. God is able. Amen? God hates wicked imaginations. He hates it when we plot and think and connive and try to work out things that are perhaps not even real. They're just made up. They're just twisted. Self-seeking, condemning. Now God wants us to trust Him.
Amen.
In doing so, it doesn't matter who's first. Doesn't matter who's tops. Doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. What matters is, hey, I'm pleasing God with my thinking. I don't want to be abhorred. I don't want to be condemned. And if I give those thoughts to God, He is greater than my heart. He wants to comfort us. By the way, can I just say, if any that's why I said part two message. But can I just say this seriously? When you have thoughts of condemnation, they're not from God. Because God will never condemn us. From this earth, or from the flesh, or from the devil. God is with you, God is for you, and He's not against you.
Amen.
And I say that, and I mean that. Because the world, and the devil, and the flesh, always wants to make us think that God is against us. But He's not. That's why He hates wicked. Always opposes God. When it comes down to it, it will always come down to God is can't hear me. He's gone. I'm alone. No. He's there. All you've got to do, my friend, is draw nigh to God. There. It hasn't gone anywhere. Our thinking needs to be placed in the hand of God and leave Him there. Don't go back and ponder upon them. Don't go back and visit them. You have the temptation in doing so. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Amen? Let's pray.